The year was 1987. My wife and I were in the Caribbean. I believe we were in Bahamas, maybe Barbados, Bermuda, somewhere. But we was in the Caribbean, and one day we went to a restaurant to have something to eat. It's a beautiful restaurant, a 5-star restaurant. And they cook the food right on your table. As you look at the picture, you can see the surf and turf being cooked on a table. I asked the waitress, I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can you take a picture of my wife and I?" And she said, "Sure," in her beautiful accent. She took the picture, and it took a few pictures, actually, and gave the camera back. I thought nothing of it. Sat there and took some selfies, me and my wife. And we enjoyed our food. And later we left. Somewhere in town, we went and got the film developed. And I didn't pay any attention to the picture until we got back home. We got back to the United States. And we said, "Oh, look at the picture." My wife said, "Huh." I said, "Look at this picture. Here, this white guy sitting in the picture in the back smiling." And I said, "Man, who is that?" I said, "That's kind of odd. This guy is sitting in the back behind us at the end table, sitting there just smiling." Well, in 1989, on February 14th, I was heading down to Virginia, me and my bodyguard, and a young lady, we were accosted. We was stopped by federal agents, helicopters. I think the agents was in undercover cars. It was in a Mercedes Benz, a BMW, and a van, a type of blue van. And they came to us, each all surrounded the car, pulled out guns, aiming weapons, machines, I was like, "God, get out the car," screaming, yelling. I told the young lady that was driving, I said, "Don't you unlock the doors, no." I took my cell, back then they were car phones. I took the car phone and I called my lawyer, Jacobs and Brusso, Pete Brusso. I said, "Listen, man, these agents," he said, "I told you, the federal agent was on you. Is all right, just don't give them no problems, get out the car, and we'll take it from there." I'm like, damn. You know, back in the 80s, all of us that was hustlers in the 80s, we never thought we would, like, federal material. We always got arrested by the state. But when George Bush, that's the father, George Bush, was the president, he declared drugs a federal offense, especially drug kingpins, which they charged me with, the CCE, Continued Criminal Enterprise. Well, when I get out the car, they slam against the car, and this guy, Italian guy, white guy, he walks up to me, he had a trench coat and a suit on, and he said, "You little motherfucker. You little motherfucker, I followed you everywhere. Everywhere you ever been, I followed you." So I look at this dude, I'm like, damn. I knew this guy somewhere. And I'm looking, and sure enough, he was the guy in the picture in the Caribbean when my wife and I was over there. He was the guy in the picture. Wow. And as you see in this picture right here, there he is sitting there. A damn agent that has followed me everywhere. Every country I've been to. He said we was right there. And I just happened to catching in this picture. Wow. Something to think about.